March 20th, 1976, Garden Grove, California.
My name is Jan Skudder, an American Jorgens guide. I'm born in Midtjylland, Denmark, and live now in Fountain Valley, California.
Your parents came from?
My parents are still in Denmark.
And where were they? What are their names?
My dad's name is Albert Skudder. My mother's name is Helga. I'm born Eriksson.
We're turning the microphone over to Jorn's wife.
I was born Birte Brandt Hansen and married Jorn Skudder. I was born in Fyn.
What town in Fyn?
Søndersø, a little town between Odense and Bogense. We lived there for about 4 years after I was born, and then we moved to Sjælland, so I actually grew up in Sjælland.
And your father's name?
Johannes Brandt Hansen.
And your mother's?
Martha Hansen, born Hansen also.
And are they still living in
Denmark? Yeah, he's living in Denmark, in Sjælland.
Where in Sjælland?
Kalundborg.
When did you come to the United States?
On February 68.
And why did you leave Denmark?
For the first, we liked to see part of the world, and we heard a lot about the United States, and we liked the system all here compared to what we had in Denmark. We felt we were more free, you got more out of whatever you put into life.
What about economic opportunities?
They're much better here than in Denmark.
Even today?
Yeah, definitely. Even more today than ever.
Would you please give us just a very brief synopsis of your education in Denmark and your training for the type of work you did there?
Well, I graduated from high school and come in as an apprentice in a shop and attended a technical school in my spare time.
How old were you when you graduated from the high school?
I was 15.
And you went to apprentice immediately?
Yeah. And I was got my license when I was 20, and then started work as a mechanic in a different kind of cars and trucks, and became manager when I was 26, and was manager for the last 4 years in Denmark, and then came over here and started work as a mechanic again.
When did you marry your wife?
In 62.
And before you came to the United States?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see about her education now.
I had 7 years in free school back home, and we only went to school every other day at that time. Then I was out in the house as a maid for about a year. Then I went back to high school, and then I became a nurse back home. And then we were married. That's about it.
And how did you meet?
Jan and I?
Yes.
We were introduced by a girlfriend of mine. And we knew each other for about 6 months before we actually started going together. And I was only 16 and a half at that time. So we've known each other a long time.
Right. How did you feel about, or why did you follow Jorn to the United States, other than you were his wife?
Well, probably for the same main reasons, I think. I probably would not have been here unless I had, you know, I'm here because I was married to Jorn. Otherwise, I don't think I would be here. But I agreed with the way of life here and what he liked. And so
has it lived up to your expectations?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have there been any disappointments?
Well, yes and no. A couple of years ago, I was hoping to go back to work, and I ran into quite a few problems with my schooling. Mm-hmm. With the high school, first of all, I knew that I would have to take the state of the state board examination, but I also ran into high school problems here. We didn't know. I needed proof that my high school was equal to the American high school, and there was no way I could find proof of that, so I had to go back to high school again here.
And you did go back to high school?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How long?
It took me, 1.5 years or so?
I didn't have to take too many classes, though. It wasn't really that bad. It was just the fact that it wasn't really related to my work. It didn't make any sense, you know, that you have to go into that kind of problem. In the meantime, I got pregnant again, so I never did start.
Did you have to take any special training in this country to take a job?
No, not whatsoever. For we got much more better education in that scale back in Denmark than you do over here. Most of the mechanics over here start out in the gas station, work their way up, and that way, the way they learn it, they don't attend school and they're not under the supervision as we are back in Denmark.
How did you go about getting a job?
We have, at the time as a manager back in Denmark, a guy came from the United States back to Denmark and start working as a mechanic in the shop. And he wanted to go back to the United States, and I was willing to go with him. We liked it and tried to come over here. And they moved back, and we came over 1 year after, no, 2 years later, we came over. So we knew them at the time, and they were here, and he's a mechanic too.
What is, what's his name?
His name is Peter Larsen.
Are you still working with him?
No, we never worked together. He is in a different shop. But he checked around to find work for me, but that wasn't even necessary. I couldn't get all the work I wanted, so there was no problem.
Now, after you decided to come to the United States, how did your fellow workmen, how did your family feel about that decision?
My family, I mean, they didn't like the idea that we were moving over here in the first place, not at all. But we wanted to do it, and we told them at that time we were just going to try it for a couple of years and see what it looked like over here. And then we most likely would be back. Well, we did, but only on vacation.
What were the reasons that they gave for not liking you to come to the United States?
Well, I think most of because of our children. We had the two boys before we came over here, and I think they missed them when we left. I got a brother and a sister who were both married and have children. But of course, the grandparents can't make do without any of them.
What are the names of your children?
The oldest is Christian, and Thomas, and Stephen, and Michael.
Four.
Four boys, yeah.
I am wondering if you could speak any English before you came to the United States.
Yeah, I could understand and make myself understandable.
Where did you learn that?
In high school back home, 2 years I had English. I took the high school in 2 years back home.
So you had 2 years of classroom English before you came here.
Right.
Did you find any problems because your English was limited?
Well, not too much, I don't think, than what you would run into.
Did you find anything nice because you couldn't speak English so well?
No, most of your taste is where you come from.
And how about you, Jorn?
Yeah, I learned English in high school. I had English for 5 years altogether in school. So I didn't have any problem. Very, very few. Mostly pronounce certain things on cards and so on, which of course, I didn't learn in the school, but otherwise, I don't seem to have had any problems.
Now, you were married when you came here. How did you come across, by boat or by plane, and what did you bring with you? What did you feel was necessary in your life in the United States?
We brought with us quite a bit of furniture. As a matter of fact, we brought with us so we could get by here. We packed it by, and that was made by ship. And we came by airplane.
Where did you land in the United States?
Well, our port of entrance was Seattle, but we actually went with SAS down to Los Angeles.
Did you have any trouble going through immigration, or were you coming as a visitor?
No, we didn't have any, as immigrants, and we didn't have any trouble, no. As a matter of fact, we met a very nice custom man. And he was telling Jørgen that if we ran into any problems with the boxes that we had sent, that we should just give him a call, and he gave Jørgen his address, and so he was very helpful. We didn't have any problems, though, but he thought of that, and that was thoughtful.
And do you have anything to add?
No. That was just about what happened.
Did you have to call on the customs man?
No, he didn't have any problem whatsoever.
How was your feeling toward the United States after meeting that man?
Well, see, it confirmed my thoughts of the United States, what I thought of it. I always heard there was friendly people and willing to help, and that we have found a lot, much more than we ever found in Denmark.
Now, when you left Denmark, you had to go apparently do something in order to get papers to be able to come in. Why don't you describe what you had to do in order to get to come to the United States?
Yeah, we had to do quite a bit. We tried, even before we met Peter Larsen, we talked to the embassy and got the rules for what you need, and we have to have some kind of sponsor over here, either family or somebody that had money enough to sponsor us. That was the route that was in effect at that time. Then I met a guy, he came as a customer to the shop. His name is Ole Andreasen. He used to be manager of Stock Club New York. He came back to Denmark, retired, and came back to stay. And he had connections over here, and he had money enough and so on. So we talked about, and he offered to set up that guarantee for us. So we went to the embassy, wanted to set the whole thing up. In the meantime, they changed the rules. So now we have to have a job over here in order to get a work permission. So we have to start all over again. Well, I didn't know any companies or anything over here. Then Pete Larsen came back to Denmark and started working. And he gave me, after they moved back here, he sent me some papers and so on. He went around and tried to find a job, and he got a job. But at that time, we were expecting Thomas. So we had to postpone it for a year. Then Pete wrote, and now it's about time to come over here. And he checked around again, and he found work for me several places. So he went to the immigration office over here. And they said I didn't need anything like that, but I could just get a work permit any time because I was a mechanic and special training in diesel, so that was wide open. So we went to the embassy again and told them what he wrote to us, and they confirmed that was true. Said, and besides that, we had our own house back there, and so we had money enough so we could guarantee for ourselves, and we could come in because Peter was a registered nurse. So now we had three possibilities. But anyway, I went ahead and wrote to Washington, and I got work permit, and everything went smooth.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, in a way, I think it's terrible that they would let a family come over here on my education, and then a couple of years later, then I try to get work, and you can't get it. So then
because
it wouldn't be a good supporting.
Because they
the
had
family.
To confirm your education, is that it?
Yeah, mainly.
Now, you had to start up housekeeping. You brought along the things that you felt that you needed. What did you soon find that you needed even more than that you hadn't brought, maybe, that you should have brought?
Well, we didn't bring any living room furniture. Bedroom furniture, yes, we had them. But living room furniture, I would say that was probably the main things that we brought right after we came.
Did you bring any tools with you?
Yeah, I brought some tools, but it's very expensive in Denmark too, and I didn't know exactly what kind of tools I was going to need. They work different over here than back in Denmark. Back in Denmark, your power tools and so on, at that time at least, was almost unknown.
Did you have any difficulty moving from the measuring system in the United States from the metric system in Denmark?
No, because back in Denmark, I have worked with American, English, German cars and so on, and they're all different in the specifications, some of them in millimeter and other in inches, so I didn't have any problem with that.
So you were more or less international with your figuring measurements and so forth?
Yeah, I didn't have any problems there.
Now, you had two boys in Denmark. How old were they when they left? And what was their reactions to moving to the United States?
Christian was 4 years. Yeah, almost five. And Thomas was 9 months at the time. Thomas can't remember anything, of course, but Christian, he could speak the Danish language, of course.
Can he still speak it?
Yeah, he could. You can understand him, but of course he'd have a very heavy accent.
What about the other children that are born here?
No, they don't speak any English at all.
We will understand everything, though.
Especially when you don't want them to
understand. Yes, yes. Thomas, he can say a few words, and he's getting interested in learning the Danish now. So.
Will you take time, and will your husband take time to teach him?
Well, sit down and teach them to write, and, well, no, that's probably going to be hard. But they will learn it because we talk the Danish home.
Now, what kind of Scandinavian things do you do in your home? Typically Scandinavian.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah,
tell us about your Christmas.
Danish Christmas. Just
take us on a little trip through your Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, we have it as we always have, as we grew up with at home on Christmas Eve. Celebrate it, dance around the tree, and just celebrate it that whole night. And Christmas morning, we do follow a little bit of the traditions from here, and put stockings, presents in their stockings. And so
but
we have it both ways, actually.
Do you exchange presents Christmas Eve?
Yes, mm-hmm. After we dance around the tree, after dinner.
So your children really have two Christmases.
Yeah, sort of.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Christmas Day?
Well, as I said, we put few presents in their stockings, so we do get a little bit of the English. But then we usually see friends, good friends, Christmas Day, and they have the cold table.
And do you do anything on the second Christmas Day?
Well, it depends a little bit when in the week it is. If it's off from work, yeah, then we also visit with friends or have friends to the house.
Would that's you explain a cold table?
A cold table, yeah. You start out with the hearings, with the snaps, and then you go on with different kinds of smorgas. Well, that's really what it is. All kinds of warm and cold, where you make your own open-faced sandwiches. And then you finish off with the cheese and the snaps, and along the whole meal you drink beer.
And snaps.
And snaps.
Is that aquavit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where do you get that aquavit? From all?
Oh, you can get it all over town.
Okay.
In the liquor stores. We all have it now.
Do you have special recipes from Denmark that you still use?
Almost all my recipes are Danish.
Such as the
apple skewer. Yeah, that's my mother's recipe, by the way. Yeah. And, well, we mostly eat Danish cooking. Most of it.
What are some of your favorite Christmas foods from Denmark?
Well, I would say the cold table. And of course, the roasted duck. That's my favorite. That we have that almost every year on Christmas night.
What are some of the songs that you sing as you dance or walk around the Christmas tree?
Oh, they're old Danish.
Say the titles.
Oh, mostly Sam, yeah. Højt for træets grønne top, Kimer nu til julefest, Julen har bragt for sine bud. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
let's go over and get some from your
wife.
That
was a good idea.
Here.
Well, it's barnefødt I Bethlehem. The kids know that melody, not the words, but the melody. And then we have to sing some of the English too.
Are they learning some of the Danish Christmas songs?
Yeah, they usually learn a little bit there and during December month, so they can sing just a little bit. Yeah. And we have them in Wicca.
How do they like the Danish Christmas celebration?
Oh, they love it, especially the dessert for dinner with the almond in. You get a present.
What's that dessert?
Okay, that's Risalemang. Instead of the old risengrød from back home, where in the older days you started out with risengrød in the beginning here, we have converted it a little bit, and now you get Risalemang.
Would you still keep the costume with the almond in it, and the person that gets the almond gets a present?
Do you remember any more?
No. That is.
Are there any other Danish celebrations that you keep in your home?
No.
We have the Christmas. Well, no, maybe not celebration. Yeah,
or
it's
even
a cus-
observance.
It's a custom that you have the. Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, the calendar.
The calendars for the kids. You open up the 1st of December, and then you can have a calendar candle where you burn a little bit every day, or you can have a one where you hang on it on the wall and open up a little door every day.
You still get those from Denmark?
No, you can get them here, but we do have some old ones that Christian have had ever since he was a baby. We keep using them, and it's pretty old by now. Old looking, anyway.
Jørn, I'm walking in your front door. How do I immediately notice that this is a Danish-American family? What do you have in your home?
Well, we have nothing but Danish furniture in our living room. Well, two Norwegians here. Yeah. Otherwise, it's Danish. It's just very Danish looking, our whole living room.
Yeah, the furniture is a special kind of oak. What do you call it? Acid process oak. And you can get it all here. I haven't seen it any place all here. And it is in very early Danish style. But of course, if you don't know that, you won't relate it to Denmark.
Do you belong to any organizations that are connected with Denmark?
Connected with Denmark, we are a member of a Danish club. But there's a lot of Americans in it. It's open for almost everybody.
What
the
does
Danish
it mean?
Of what?
Well, we have a meeting every month and do different kinds of things. Like tonight, we are going to have a meeting in our clubhouse in the area where we live.
Where is that?
We have a private park in the area where we live. What is it, 27 acres or something like that? But we have three pools and two clubhouses. And we can use those clubhouses when we live in the area. So we are going to be there tonight and have a bingo game and some sandwiches and beers and snaps or whatever. And we have meetings where we have dance and different kinds of things.
We have the Christmas party for the kids in the club. Big, big tree and Santa Claus, and it's usually a lot of fun for
but
them.
But no Julenisse.
Julenisse, sure. Julenisse, Santa Claus. Well, that's sort of Julenisse. Juleman,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you subscribe to any Danish magazines or papers or do any reading in Danish to keep up with what's maybe happening in Denmark?
No. Sometimes when we get packages from Denmark, they send also magazines and so on. And then we get Bean, the little Danish newspaper. But that's the only thing.
How do you spell that newspaper title?
B-I-E-N.
And that is published in the United States?
Yeah, here in Los Angeles. And it covers most of California. And it comes out once a week.
Do they concentrate their news on the news from California or of Danish news?
Well, a little bit of each. They got the writers back in Denmark, correspondents there sent all what is happening in Denmark. And then all the clubs around in California, what's going on in the clubs and so on, and advertising for the clubs and so on.
Have you become citizens? And if you... Well, go ahead.
No, we have not at this point. Well, mostly we won't do it because of our parents. It's like we are cutting off the whole country completely. So at least as long as they are alive, we most likely won't do it.
Any comment on that?
Well, only if I'm going back to work here when the kids are getting a little older, I'll have to become citizen. Otherwise, I don't have any desires to become citizen.
No, it really doesn't make any difference. The only thing is you can't vote. Otherwise, you have the same rights and rights as everybody else.
I would like to know, do you, either one of you, recall your grandparents?
Yeah. On my mother's side, both of them. My mother's father died in 63, and my mother's mother died last summer while my parents were all here visiting.
What were their names?
Cecilia Eriksson and it was Julius Eriksson.
Do you have any one particular memory of your grandparents that has lasted through your life?
Yeah. They told us about old days when they were young and what they did and so on, and I remember that very well. They told us what they got paid for a day's work, and they worked on the farms, and they got 64 øre per day, and then they got milk and vegetables from the farm, and of course they had free house to live in.
Did they tell you any stories of their childhood or youthhood?
No. Not what I remember.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
No, I only remember my father's father, and that's very, very little. We all died before I was born, except that one person.
Now, have you been back to Denmark since you came to this country?
Yeah, we went back twice.
What differences have you found since you left originally?
Well, everything has been more expensive. Way more expensive. And maybe the schools have changed back there also.
How have they changed?
Well, they're more permissive there now, like we are here.
Did you find any thing new in the politics of the country or the socialized programs of the country?
I think they are just as socialized as they have always been. Getting worse and worse, I think.
How about you on those same questions?
Yeah, I think it is turning to the worse. They are socializing to that point, so they try to get everybody to get the same out of it, and that's dead wrong.
Were there any surprises or disappointments?
No, not really. The only disappointment was to see it. The socialism gets worse and worse. It really disappointed me.
Are there any customs that you wish that we would import from Denmark or that you would like to establish in your family?
Well, in the family, but I would like to see the Santa Lucia celebration in the club for the Christmas party. I think that would be really nice.
What is that festival?
Well, it actually is a Swedish festival. And we have the Queen and her maids, and they bring in, come in with the queen has a light crown with candles, live candles on her head, and all the maids have a live candle in their hand, and we do that back home in Denmark also. We have that custom in the hospitals and Christmas parties and all over, and I think that would be nice to see here.
Are you sure this isn't the desire to have your children serve you breakfast in bed?
No, I would just like to see it in the club for the Christmas party. That would be all.
Are there any customs that you wish would be brought across the Atlantic to this country from Denmark?
Well, not really customs. The only thing it could, but would be nice is to celebrate Christmas 2 days off, and the same for Easter, where you've got 5 days off and so on back in Denmark. That wouldn't be a bad idea at all.
The tape is almost finished. Are there any last words you'd like to say?
Only that I would like to see the world remain free on those countries there today on. Free will be free so people can move in and out and decide where they're going to live and what they would like to do, and not just a little handful there. Put up iron curtains and stuff like that, try to keep people against their will in one spot.